Hi, this is Shante returning your call back from customer service. How may I help you?
Okay, hold on, please. Hold on, please. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hello? Yes, ma'am.
One second, please. Hello? Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
What is that?
This is Shante returning your call back from customer service. How may I help you?
Okay, all right. The reason why I called you, you know, is I haven't, I've been chatting my, you know, you asked me, hold on a second, I have everything here, okay, the customer service. You told me about one thing, that on the second of this month, you told me that I was a gold winner. I win a cruise set. You know, and then you were going to, I have an order, you're going to charge me only for shipping. You understand what I mean?
Okay, I can assist you with that. Can you verify your zip code for me, please?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to give you the order number that you give me, okay? The order number that you give me is 26300.
Wait a minute, it's 26...
300...
6285.
6300. 6285.
6285.
Okay. And your number is 1-855-864-7636.
That's correct? Yes, ma'am. What's the first and last name on the account?
Okay. The reason where I call is because you told me that only I need to if I do a survey with calls, I need to give you the credit card that you can charge me. You can charge me only for shipping, and I will get the thing. I never got anything from you. And also another thing, I called the bank, and they say you charge me $5.74 on the 2nd of December, and then you charge me another $69.71 again. What is that?
Yes, ma'am. But till I have the first and last name on the account, I can't further explain about the charges. I have to have the first and last name to an account.
The first name is Chantal. The last name is Warden.
Okay.
Then this is absolutely this. I never authorized any charges in my account except the shipping.
Okay, ma'am. I'd be glad to assist you with that. What's the for security purpose? What's this your address?
You already have my address on my address. I know they told me, you know, I called the bank and they told me that the shipping to charge me. And that's a scam that they told me, you know, I should never give my address, my credit card, or anything on the bank.
Yes, ma'am, but for security reasons, we just need the address to make sure you stay that who you are, and
okay,
that we're not looking at some.
My name is Chantal Warden. My address 1055 Adam Circle, apartment 206, Boulder, Colorado, AO303.
Okay, so give me one moment while my system is pulling your account up. It's running kind of slow, and then I can get into your account and give you an explanation of the charges. Okay, so bear with me.
You can't charge me anything without my consent because I didn't authorize any charges except the shipping.
Yes, ma'am. I can tell you about the account and what the problem is with your account. But I just have to get into your account, and I'm waiting for the system to pull it up.
Okay, please do. Okay, because I'm totally furious about the whole thing. Because the same people who charge me $5.74 of shipping on the second is charge my account again. Yesterday.
Okay. Okay, so I'm pulling up your account. I see
The only thing I did is just take a survey about calls, about my experience as a shopper at the store, and that's what I did. And then he told, you are a lucky winner. I have the order number, I have everything. I photocopy the whole thing in my cellular phone. Then I have your address, I have your phone number and the order number that you give me. And also when I try to check up the same company that charged me the shipping charges is charged me again yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I'm looking at the account and I see that you on the third you and then it's a sweepstake for a cookingware product.
Yeah, you know, that was a survey. They told me, hold on a second, because I have everything photocopied in my cellular phone. Okay, hold on a second. 1 minute. 1 second. Hold on. Oh, hold on 1 second. Okay. Hold on, please. Calls winner. Okay, you send me an email. There's a call winner notification to Chantal. You know, and then they told me to get a survey. And then you have three little icons on the thing. And when I try to do that, they told me. Look what they say. Code all access disabled. How can you do that? Must say all access to this audience has been disabled. Why?
Yes, ma'am. As
just tell me one thing, because you know, I already contacted the bank and everything, and the bank already told me they're going to send a note to the district attorney about that, because
the bank said what, ma'am?
They're going to send a report to the district attorney, because this is this is the same thing. I never authorized any charges. The only thing you told me that if I do a survey, I will get a cooking gift. That's it.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. As I understand, as
just tell me, explain to me, why you are charging me? I never authorized any charge. And this has 5 days in between. The one charge was on the second or the third, and the other one is just yesterday. How can be? That's on my Visa card.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. What that is that when you signed up to do the sweepstakes for the cookingware,
I didn't do any sweepstakes. They told me to do a survey.
It's a gadget that you had signed up for, the cookingware gadget for sweepstakes.
No, I never signed for anything. I only signed, to do a survey. That's the only thing I signed for, nothing else.
Yes, ma'am. It was a survey for our product, for a cookingware product. It is a survey for, yes, ma'am, for that.
That was about call the store, and I called the store. I called calls, and they told me that they never, normally any order of calls, it has 10-digit number, and you give me only 8. Then everything doesn't match. And let me tell you, the district attorney is going, the bank is going to file charges against you and send it to the district attorney, because that's not the way it should be. I shouldn't be charged for something I never authorized.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand it, but as I was saying, with that, when you took the survey, under the terms and the conditions, with the gadgets and the sweepstakes, they may have put it in the small fine print, but it is a valid charge.
I never say I have a copy of the thing, the survey that you asked me. Even if you delete it, it's already deleted, because all the survey, it has been deleted by your company already, that you know. But I have a photocopy of the whole thing I did.
The survey is deleted by the company?
Yeah, the survey is already. The survey that you told me, hold on a second. It says the survey with the say error. Code all access disabled. Message all access to this object has been disabled. Request ID, and the hostess is your company. It's your company. Then I have everything. Everything is really, you know, writing down. I did is already been disabled. Then it's very, very weird. Now, what do you say about that?
Okay, ma'am.
Then you better drop the charges immediately and don't charge my account, because you know, because the bank is going to ask me to sign a form and send it to the district attorney for everything I'm being charged. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I was listening to everything you were saying just to make sure it was on the right. But as I was trying yes, ma'am, to explain to you, the survey was for a sweepstake and for the gadget, cookingware product. So as I was telling you, when you said you talked with the bank, okay, and you said the company deleted the survey off of it. It's a valid charge, ma'am. Even with
it's
the terms.
It's a valid charge because I never asked you. Normally, when you make a charge to a company, you also make a charge that you get together with the fees for shipping. But you don't do that. You don't charge for shipping once and then later on.
Ms. Chantel, have you spoken with the bank? Have you made a dispute with the bank?
Yeah, already with the bank, and the bank already is going.
Okay, so the bank is going to dispute it.
No, the bank is not going to dispute. It's going to send it to the. It's going to send.
The bank gonna send it to who?
To the district attorney here in Colorado. Hello.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Then one thing, the only way you can do it, because you can't charge a customer without his consent. You can't charge a credit card without the customer sign for it. And I never sign for any charges except the shipping charges. That's it. And it happened, you know, and normally when you charge something in your account, normally you pay for the item and then the shipping all together. It never goes separate. Then the whole thing is scanned.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, I can go ahead and cancel the membership, but as far as anything else dealing with the bank, it is a valid charge, so you will have to get the bank to call in on three-way with us to discuss and the matter further.
Why you charge me $5.74 for shipping and later on you charge me for the item?
Because that's a valid charge, ma'am.
It
was in the terms and the conditions.
You know, you never told me anything about it. You told me only survey, and you supposed to you represent calls, customer service, because you told the customer, you are a call's winner. I call the customer support, the real customer support center, a call, and they told me the one thing. They have three different complaints about the same thing. Then they're already going to file charges against the company because they say, you know, there is no any order number, any order number, it has 10 digits, and you give me only 8 or 9 digits, and you never send me anything. Why you charge something when you don't send anybody, you don't send anything to the customer? What is that? Why you charge and you don't send anything?
Yes, ma'am, because it was for the sweepstakes service.
It didn't show, it showed calls winner notification. That's where I got the email. Calls winner notification. Nothing else. No sweet says nothing because I never go, I'm not a gamble person. I never sign for any sweet stake in my whole entire life. Then.
Well, yes, ma'am.
Then, you know, you have only one option. Immediately drop the charges and close. I don't have any account with you because I never signed with you. I only signed, you know, for you to ship me something from calls from the store, from call store, and you didn't. And I don't have any item. I have any fraudulent charge in my account. And also, you know, you charge me for shipping 5 days in advance without sending me anything.
Okay, ma'am. Well, at this point, the only thing that I can do is just cancel the membership.
Cancel the membership and cancel all the charges, okay? Because otherwise, you're going to be prosecuted by the district attorney office because that's a scam. Absolutely scam. And please forget all my address and delete everything about my account because I'm absolutely. There is you never send me anything. How you charge a person money without charging anything?
Okay, so what I can go ahead and do for the inconvenience, I can offer you a 35% refund back.
No, I don't want any refund. I want your refund. Yes.
Okay. Well, I can give you a 35% one.
Why say? A refund of 35%. I never charge anything to you. I never buy anything from you. I only ask you to charge me to charge me for shipping.
Yes, ma'am. As I stated, that was in the terms and the conditions, so it's a valid charge. So that's why I was offering a 35% courtesy refund.
Yeah, courtesy refund. Cancel my account. And then we'll see the company in court, okay?
So would you like the 35% refund?
You know, I want everything. Drop it. Even because you can't charge a customer for not shipping. If you charge somebody for without giving anything, you know, you can't charge a person for nothing.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. I do understand, and I'm sorry for the inconvenience. So what I would do, I would just fully refund the $67.32.
Okay, please do it. Okay,
yes, ma'am. No, not a problem. Thank you. Give me one moment, and I give you your refund and cancellation number.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I was applying your refund. Just give me one moment.
Okay. And how I get the refund? Are you going to mail it to me or what?
No, it goes back to your bank in 35 business days.
Okay.